The I in T-Notes.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note isn't the most exciting breakfast conversation, I know. But those long-term interest rates can tell us a lot, like whether that box of Cheerios might cost more soon, or whether your mortgage rate is going to go up, or whether the economy really is as strong as some suggest. The yield on the 10-year T-note hit a 2-year high yesterday, sending another chill through Wall Street about the future of interest rates. Those numbers could throw even more cold water on the housing market. But what's this? Construction spending broke records last month. I thought the market was cooling. Ashley Milne-Tite, please explain this to me.
Of all the new homes that have been sold, many are actually just lots waiting their turn till the construction crew can get to work. Ken Simonson is chief economist with the Associated General Contractors of America. He says there's a backlog of those prepaid, pending homes, which is fueling construction spending. And factory construction is up 20% over last year.
A lot of high capacity utilization on factories means that plant owners need to expand their plant space, and office and retail construction are both doing well.
All of which bodes well for the economy. But Simonson does see one cloud on the horizon.
Construction materials, including concrete, asphalt, diesel fuel, copper, all of those have been going up at double-digit rates.
That could mean a financial squeeze for public projects like schools and highways. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Let me just say right now, if I got paid a tiny fraction of what Katie Couric makes, I would get up in the middle of the night for the rest of my life. Word around the news campfire is that Couric is leaving the Today Show to become the anchor of the CBS Evening News. Several newspapers are reporting this, even though all parties involved deny it. The reports say Couric would make more than her current $15 million a year. In its latest effort to take over the world, Starbucks launches a new marketing campaign today. It's helping Lionsgate promote a new movie. Alisa Roth reports.
Akilah and the Bee tells the story of an inner-city schoolgirl who gets to compete in the National Spelling Bee. So the Starbucks promotion will focus on spelling. Words will appear on everything from cup sleeves and coasters to magnets and flashcards. And in case you need a recommendation, baristas have seen the film and are ready to discuss it while they whip up your espresso drink. Consultant Robert Pasikoff says the promotion should help Lionsgate reach a broader audience. But that's not all.
It is especially advantageous for Starbucks, who is looking to migrate the brand more into a lifestyle brand.
And in traditional movie marketing partnerships, the licensee pays for the right to use the movie in promotions. Starbucks, on the other hand, is one of the movie's producers and gets a cut of the profits, too. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Wall Street started with a bang but ended with a whimper. The Dow climbed 34 points to 11,144. The S&P 500 index was up 3 to 1297. The NASDAQ was down 3 to 2336. Oil is around $66.50 a barrel today. You're listening to Marketplace. Wall Street's hoping yellow will make it some green. Two Midwest ethanol producers are going public. From South Dakota, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Until now, ethanol plants have been mainly farmer-owned and operated. The co-op model lets farmers profit both from the corn they grow and the ethanol that's made from it. Renewable fuel market researcher Jeff Capel says the industry is growing, so Wall Street wants into the game.
It's a huge project now, and it's attracting large players.
Capel says the timing is ripe for these IPOs. The president highlighted ethanol in his State of the Union address. Congress has also helped secure the market.
The energy bill and the renewable fuel standard really seem to ignite just a huge amount of interest.
Capel says ethanol companies will have it easier with institutional investors. They can raise more money quicker to build bigger plants. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic. On the web at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Google is now one of the 500 companies that make up the stock index, the S&P 500. The search engine started trading on it yesterday. Commentator Andreas Kluth says Google and others are giving a new meaning to the phrase publicly traded.
Google and Yahoo aren't just internet companies anymore. They're becoming stock exchanges. Not the kind that trade stocks or bonds, but the kind that let people trade what media companies call content. Videos, blogs, books, podcasts, movies, games, photos. To see what I mean, go to Google Video. Keep in mind that they're still working on it. It's pretty shabby right now. But the idea is this. Anybody from PBS to Chinese college kids can offer their stuff on this media exchange just as companies list their shares on a stock exchange. Two Chinese college kids named Huang and Wei already got famous this way by lip-syncing the Backstreet Boys on webcam. Google lets these content creators decide what they want to get paid for their stuff. Google then takes 30%, the listing fee, and the creators get 70%. For all the content that's free, there's still bidding and offering going on, only it's the advertisers doing the bidding. Those are the companies and people that compete with each other to place those little sponsored links on Google's search results and other pages. The stock exchange metaphor is therefore crucial. It tells you how new media companies like Google and Yahoo are different from and ahead of old media companies. Exchanges don't make stuff, in this case content. They just provide the infrastructure to trade the stuff. And it tells you how Google and Yahoo will compete. Stock exchanges have network effects. The more people trade on them, the more liquid and useful the exchange, so that even more people come and trade on them. That's why the biggest and most liquid exchanges sooner or later drive out all the others. Just like the differences between companies, the differences between stock exchanges can be big. Just think of the NASDAQ. That exchange has always believed in pure computer trading, compared to the New York or Chicago exchanges, which have human floor traders. In new media, Google is the NASDAQ and Yahoo is New York. That's because Google believes religiously in algorithms. Everything is done by computers. Yahoo is agnostic. It mixes computers and people. It doesn't matter who wins. Stock exchanges were good for capitalism and society. Media exchanges are good for creativity and society and fun. The only losers could be the old media companies. They either don't get this, or they get it, but can't bring themselves to stop being content makers and owners and start being content traders.
Andreas Kluth covers technology for The Economist and comes to us by special arrangement with that magazine. Your comments are always welcome. Ye old website is marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
You know, retirement just ain't